On Tuesday, President Václav Klaus appointed the second government of Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, which has yet to ask for a confidence vote in the lower house of parliament. One of the changes compared to his previous cabinet is that the number of women ministers has doubled, from 2 to 4. The makeup of the parliament, however, tells a different story, where the number of women deputies actually dropped after last year's elections. This despite the fact that opinion polls suggest Czechs would like to see more women in politics. Pavla Horáková has the details.
In percentage terms, the representation of women in the current government is better than in parliament, where there are only 15% of women in both chambers. A non-governmental organisation called Forum 50% is trying to promote equal opportunities in Czech political and public life. Do they see the change in government as a success? Kristýna Gotltová of Forum 50%.
It definitely is. It is 22% of women in the government, which is the most from all history after the Velvet Revolution. But the question is if the government will gain support from the parliament. So we will see what the situation will be. But for women in government, it is success.
Forum 50% commissions regular surveys from the CVVM polling agency. They suggest growing support for a higher representation of women in Czech politics. According to the latest poll, almost 80% of Czechs believe that women should be actively supported and encouraged to take up politics, while growing support was also noted for some kind of affirmative action. The survey also asked people what they believe are the main obstacles potential female politicians face.
People think that the main barriers are gender stereotypes in society, then the fact that women are still mostly responsible for taking care of a family, children, and etc. And people think it's also traditions and social situation in general, which is not very friendly for women in public life.
Ahead of last year's general elections, Forum 50% held a contest called Women Friendly Party, comparing major Czech political parties as regards their attitude to women. Unsurprisingly, they say it was the smaller parties, like the Greens and the European Democrats, but also the Communist Party, that proved most supportive of equal opportunities and diversity in general within their ranks.